Thank you for listening to the Transformation Podcast. This is Burl Armstrong, licensed clinical professional counselor, your transformation specialist. Thank you for joining us this week on the podcast for the transformation specialist. In our last podcast, we were talking about a little mindfulness. And just to give a quick review, mindfulness is about being aware, being present and in the moment, and being willing to embrace your present experience, and to not feel guilty about taking time to observe the present moment. It is treating yourself with kindness and also allowing the curiosity of your heart and mind to go. These things together are the main ingredients of mindfulness. Being aware of present moment experiences, and allowing yourself to not feel guilty to be in the moment. Extending kindness and mercy as you are taking a curious look of your present surroundings and experiences. Today I want to talk about settling our mind. Oftentimes we struggle with our mind either forward thinking or backward thinking, where we have a tendency to reflect on the past, or we are too busy forward thinking about what could be or what will be, as opposed to savoring our right here and our right now. So I guess you say, well, how do we settle our mind? How do we purpose to remain present? Well, that's a good question. The position that I sit in, where I work as a professional, a licensed clinical professional counselor, I encounter a lot of people who struggle with racing thoughts. And a lot of times it happens or gets worse at night, where they find that the racing thoughts interrupts their sleep, and they find that they are not at a place of peace, and it impacts their overall well-being, their mood, as well as their physical being. So on today, we're going to still focus on a little bit of mindfulness, but our goal today is to give some tips on how to settle our mind, how to keep our mind from moving to the point that we miss our right here and our right now. So I want you to take a moment and I want you to think, where is your mind right now as you're listening to this podcast? Are you thinking about something else? Or are you paying attention to what's being said? Are you listening to the sound of my voice? Are you tapping into the inflections of my voice? Are you hearing every word that I articulate? Or have I already lost your attention and your mind has gone somewhere else, thinking about the things that you need to do today, or thinking about the things that you should have done on yesterday? Well, I want to encourage you right now to take a moment. Take 1 minute and count on your hand how many times your mind has gone to the past or the future or someone else in this past minute. Come on, you can do it. And you have to be honest with yourself. Oftentimes when we reflect on the past, we usually reflect on things that we have not done, missed opportunities, or things that maybe we feel that we have faltered or failed at. And then when we think and dwell on those things, it negatively impacts our mood. It usually brings us down. It makes our mood low. It hinders our ability to remain motivated and focused. It robs us of our forward drive and our momentum to do and be the best version of ourselves. Now, some of you all may say, well, I don't reflect over past failures or shortcomings or missed opportunities. I look at those as opportunities for growth and to get better. And that's a good thing. That is an amazing thing. But there are some that might be listening to this podcast that do not think that way. They are prisoners of their past, and they are prisoners in their own mind, and it hinders their ability to pursue greater things in life, oftentimes finding themselves stuck in the past. But today, I want to encourage you. You don't have to remain in the past. There's nothing we can do about yesterday. Not much we can do about tomorrow. But what we have is our right here and our right now, our today. So what are you going to do different today that makes this day the best day of your life? So now I'm pretty sure I got your mind working and I got your mind going. But I want you to think about today. Tomorrow is not here. We can plan for tomorrow and it's okay. But sometimes when we do too much forward thinking, it causes us to get anxious. It can cause us to get overwhelmed. It can also cause us to step back and hinder our forward movement as well. And so instead of forward thinking or backward thinking, I want you to think about right here and right now. I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, what can I do well right now? Or what can I do well today? If I was to present the best version of who I am with all of my goodness and my glory, what would people see today? Well, again, I'm not trying to get you to forward think too much. I don't want your mind to start racing. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. Actually, right now, I want you to take a deep breath. I want you to breathe in through your nose and exhale slowly through your mouth. I want you to take a moment and look around the room or wherever you are placed or stationed at this moment in time. I want you to see the color of the walls. I want you to feel the chair or the seat on your back or your bottom. I want you to feel the floor under your feet. If you're outside listening to this podcast, I want you to feel the air, the light breeze, or maybe a strong breeze. I want you to feel the warmth of the sun. I want you to inhale and look at the beauty of nature and realize that today is a good day to be alive. I want you to enjoy this moment of mindfulness. I want you to realize that this moment you can never get back. So embrace your right here and right now purpose to settle your heart and your mind. When you find your mind wandering, look around. Start to observe your surroundings. See the intricacies and the delicacies of where you are. Even if you start noticing cracks in the floor, cracks on the wall, a smudge here or there, embrace your right here and embrace your right now. Settle your mind, settle your heart. Take a deep breath. You know, it's okay to be still every now and then. It's okay to bask in the splendor of the moment. We're talking again about a little mindfulness. I just want you to work on being aware, not only of your surroundings, but even what's going on inside your body. Can you really say that you know when you're getting anxious? Do you know when you're getting sad? Do you know when you're getting upset? Are there some things that goes on inside of your body that gives you an indication that your mood is about to change or shift? If you don't know until it's too late, then that means your self-awareness level needs to be improved. Take a moment right now. Close your eyes. Do you feel any tenseness in any area of your body? Do you feel any pain? Is there anything going on in your stomach? Does it feel nervous? Does it feel jittery? What about your forehead? Is it relaxed What about your jawbone? Is it clenched? What about your hands? Are they relaxed or are they clenched? What about your neck and your shoulders? Do they feel tight or do they feel soft? What about your legs and your thighs? Do they feel tight or do they feel soft? Well, as you're going through every area of your body, I want you to purpose to be mindful of how you feel. And as thoughts go through your mind, take a moment to check in with yourself so that you can increase your self-awareness to know exactly how you feel and what's going on in your body. And as you check in with yourself, check in with your thoughts. What am I thinking that's making me feel this way? What am I thinking that's causing me to feel relaxed? What am I thinking that's causing my neck, my hands, my feet, my face to tighten and tense up? What am I thinking that's causing me to feel sad? That's causing my whole posture to slump? What's causing me to feel lifeless, to feel hopeless? Take a moment and recognize where you are mentally, emotionally, physically, as well as spiritually. Whatever these thoughts are that are pushing you in a negative direction, you have the power to bring yourself back to a good space and place. Take your mind off of the unhelpful thoughts. And think about the beauty and splendor of this very moment. If you're inside and the curtains or the blinds are closed, step outside. Go out into nature. Feel the sun on your face. Feel the wind as it rustles through your hair and against your skin. You are alive. At this moment, you are living in full and complete awareness of who you are, of where you are, and what's on the inside of you. This is just a moment of mindfulness, a way to enhance not only awareness of your surroundings, but self-awareness. It is a way to work to be present in every moment and experience it to the fullest without guilt, but with kindness and curiosity. We don't have to be a prisoner of our past, and we do not have to allow our mind to be so forward-thinking that we're filled with so much anxiety and overwhelmment that we miss out on our right here and our right now. Now I'm going to ask you again to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth very slowly. And I'm going to ask that you continue to blow out through your mouth until there's no air to blow. I want you to observe and notice how certain parts of your body are going to begin to relax. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath again in through your nose and slowly out through your mouth. Other areas of your body will begin to relax and you will begin to embrace a new sense of peace, a new sense of hope, and a new sense of wellness. You will begin to feel a new measure of energy and vigor to go out into this day and present the world with the best version of you. Thank you again for tuning in to this week's podcast. I'm going to ask you to do a few things for me. I'm going to ask you to rate this podcast. I'm going to ask you to subscribe to this podcast. I'm going to ask you also to leave a comment in regards to how this podcast may or may not have helped you. I want to be better too, and you can help me by sharing your comments. I want to present the best version of myself every time you tap into this podcast. I'm not perfect, but I want to get better with each passing moment. And that is my desire for every person that listens. I'm also going to ask that you share this podcast with someone else that may be struggling with their mind racing or things of that nature. Don't keep it to yourself. This is something that should be shared with others to help them grow in awareness and grow in self-awareness in order to help them to become the best versions of themselves. Have a wonderful day and enjoy every single moment of this day. Thank you for listening.